Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and a welcome to you wherever you are listening from, and a welcome to you whatever your church connection may be, and indeed whether you have a church connection or not. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and we welcome you to this programme of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ, broadcasting to the Eastern Townships. At St. Andrew's Sherbrooke, we gather for in-person worship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings at our building at 256 Rue Queen Street in Sherbrooke. If you don't have a church connection yourself, you'd be very welcome to join us in person, or you can follow our live stream on either our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Last week, I went to see a student presentation of the musical Godspell. It was at Bishop's University in the Centennial Theatre. And notwithstanding some lighting problems on the afternoon performance I was there, it was a great experience. One of the songs that has been with me since was a song which captured a medieval prayer from Richard of Chichester. Day by day, O dear Lord, three things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. Those are words which express the sentiment of our psalm today, Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Let us pray. Lord God of every time and place, we can rest securely at night within the loving embrace of the God who is our helper, and we can live a trusting and hope-filled life each day because you are always with us, around and beneath us, above and beyond us, and surrounding us always with your glorious presence and your holy love. When we lose our way in life, we search for you, only to discover you are always with us, and so we cling to the security of your love and compassionate care of us. We also praise you and give thanks that you're able to satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts, minds, and souls, if we but trust ourselves to your tender care and live in your peace. Merciful God, we see the evil that happens in our world, and we wonder where your justice is. Yet at the same time, we plot to take what we call our fair share. We like to think that we never do anything wrong without a really good excuse because we think we know that you would understand. Forgive us for what we speak. Save us from what we hide. God is faithful and will provide a way out of every testing. Our God is merciful and forgiving with a steadfast love that is secured in our Lord Jesus Christ, God's own Son. For his sake and by his cross, our sins are forgiven. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, our repentance may bear the fruit that reflects the nature of our relationship with you. So we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A gospel reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. And so he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Amen. To the Lord.
beside you wherever you roam. In good times or bad times, he's never too far. Look to the Lord, he's right where you are. In good times or bad times, he's never too far. Look to the Lord, he's right where you are. Look to the Lord, 'cause he's right.
I wonder if in your car you have a sat-nav system, or on your phone a GPS navigation system. You type in your destination and your starting point, and the wonders of technology will guide you to your destination. In 400 metres, take the next left. At the next roundabout, go straight on. Most of the time they work well, but in my experience they can lead you down a road that might be shorter, but it's slower and takes longer. Somewhere within each of us as human beings, I believe there's a GPS system. That's not a global positioning system, but rather a God positioning system. Something within us that calls us back to the one at the center of the universe, at the heart of creation, the source of who we are. If you've tuned into this broadcast, it might be because somewhere your GPS, your God positioning system, is telling you where to turn. In the gospel story, there are a couple of narratives of bad things that happened, the kind of things that happen in life and death. A cruel ruler had massacred some people at a festival. A building had collapsed, perhaps because of an earthquake or a construction problem. Whatever happened, it set off the crowd's GPS device, their God positioning system. For Jesus answered a question they must have been thinking but hadn't said out loud. They were asking the same kind of questions we ask in the face of trouble, like wars and invasions and refugees and global pandemics. What's going on? Or more pertinently, what's going wrong? And even more pertinently, why? Whether it's war on a global scale or a war across the oceans and across a continent, the power of the media means that we're bound up in the midst of it. We feel so close to it. We argue with ourselves, this shouldn't be happening in the 21st century. But when these things happen, as sadly they have done, we feel helpless. We are driven beyond ourselves to ask questions about life and death and what lies beyond ourselves. The gospel passage says that Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." Misfortune, explains Jesus, is God's megaphone. He uses it to broadcast an important message. But the message isn't about the people who died in the tragedies. The message is about and for us who are still alive. One of the things that God uses calamity for is to amplify his call for people to come to him. And the Bible word for that is repent. We've had COVID, and now we have a war. What else has to happen before we realize that God is calling to you and to me? These events are perhaps setting off your GPS, your God positioning system, and making you ask questions of yourself and of God that you hadn't thought of before. That's what adversity does. It declares it's time to seek the Lord. The heading of that Psalm 63 tells us that it was written in the wilderness of Judea, and the scholars tell us it's because David, that's King David, was a man on the run. He was being hunted down by his enemies. As we enter into Psalm 63, there is both an intimacy with God and a yearning after God. It was as if David was saying, "I know you, Lord, but I want to know you more. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. It takes no imagination whatsoever to cross from the experience of David to where we are today. You have a faith, a belief in God, an inquiring spirit, else you probably wouldn't be tuned in today. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. Do you remember that Godspell song I began with? Day by day, day by day, O dear Lord, three things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. That's where David is at. He's known God in good times and blessed times, and now he's in a difficult time and a difficult place, but he's still thirsty for the Lord. And if this is a wilderness place for you, if time and circumstances and the world we live in is making no sense, then this is the time to seek the Lord. We should seek him while he may be found, and that means we should seek him any day of our life. We should seek the Creator in the days of our youth before we become so set in our ways that it becomes difficult to hear him. We should seek him in the ripeness of our years while there's breath in our mouths to call out for his mercy upon our souls. You're never too young and never too old to seek the Lord. We should seek him at any time of day on any day of our life. Do you see how the psalmist has an agenda from the morning? Early will I seek you. All the way to the night watches in verse 6. We seek him wherever we find ourselves, on any time of day, on any day of our lives. God is not limited in time or space, so we look for him wherever, in whatsoever situation we are in the dry and thirsty land, as well as in the sanctuary, the holy place. Our following after God should be like this, a clinging to him, a cleaving to him. This is what the old language means when it says to follow hard after him. When we do so, we find his right hand upholds us.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, we confess that we've not always brought forth good fruit. In the midst of chaos and frenzy, we've often lost our way. Our feet have strayed from the place where we met you. Our egos have kept us from seeing our missteps. Yet with you, we know there's another chance for change. There's another opportunity to bear good fruit. In a world full of spoiled and rotten produce and systems designed to kill, we're called to be the change that sustains generations. Let us lean with you into this opportunity for transformation. Heavenly Father, when our wilderness journey ends and normality returns to our lives, remind us to look back and see where you carried us through, deepened our faith, and provided us with your loving care. Holy Spirit, when suffering is the result of our own sin, inspire us to turn around, ask for help, accept your forgiveness, and live a new life in your grace. Holy Spirit, reconciling God, in Christ, make us a new creation by forgiving our sins and sending us out with a mission to be your ambassadors of love, peace, and new life. Almighty God, hope beyond hope, love beyond understanding, forgiver and forgetter of our awful sins, wait for us in patience, but needle us with the memory of your loving self, your loving home. In every wilderness day, good Lord, deliver us. We gather up our prayers in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Three things I pray to see.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.